puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Now, I don't know about you, but I was looking forward to today's Abandoned Manitoba because I need to know more about Miss Bunn, and Gordon Goldsborough is here to tell us all about her. Hi, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
So remind us of the clue.
Well, near where I live in Winnipeg is a small green space called Gladys Bunn Park. I knew Miss Bunn in my childhood, but she passed away in 1987. She's been gone a long time, and I suspect few people today would have heard her name if not for this park. You know, but there's many other such parks around Winnipeg that remind us of past citizens, and I thought that's a topic that we should talk about here.
And we can probably all think of some parks in our neighborhood and our vicinity with a name that we go past all the time and yet have no idea who these people are. So how are the names of Winnipeg parks chosen?
Well, back in 1979, the Winnipeg City Council had five general categories for park names. Some of them were named on the basis of their geographic location. You know, sometimes the nearest street, for example, they'd take the name of the park too. Others commemorated historic events or geological or natural features, various types of organizations, or the names of people. Now, there were various reasons that a person's name might be chosen. Some were known for their historical prominence. They were, you know, well-known people from either Canadian history or Manitoba history. Some were known for their political achievements or their volunteer service. Others were recognized for their philanthropy or their contribution of time or money toward the development of a particular site. You know, so for example, in the early 20th century, realtor Charles Enderton was active in developing the Crescentwood neighborhood here in Winnipeg. He died in 1920, and 4 years later, a small green space that had originally been named Crescentwood Park was renamed Enderton Park in his memory. But you know what? Most people don't think of it that way today. Today, it's far better known by its unofficial name, Peanut Park.
So why Peanut Park?
Well, nobody seems to really know. There's a lot of speculation, though. Some people have said that it's because of the park's small size. It's the size of a peanut. Others have argued that it relates to peanut selling activities of the Kinsmen Club in the park. I didn't know the Kinsmen sold peanuts, but apparently at some point they did. Back in 1993, the Crescentwood Homeowners Association lobbied to have the park's official name changed to Peanut Park. But you know what? I don't think it ever happened because, well, I was by there not long ago and the official sign is still there and it still proclaims it as Enderton Park.
Who are some of the people for whom parks in Winnipeg are named?
Well, you know, there's the rub. I could find no official list of Winnipeg parks that would give me these names and the reasons why they had been chosen, so I compiled one. I looked at all the parks around Winnipeg. I didn't count parks if a nearby street had the same name because I assumed the park had simply taken the name of the street. And in the end, my list had 138 names on it. 138 people commemorated by the name of a park. In terms of, you know, who these people were, I categorized them, and the most common category was politics. Either municipal politicians or provincial politicians or federal politicians, I found 28 parks named for such people. The next most common category were people who were active in the community in some way, 24 parks. Another common category was longtime residents or early pioneers. For instance, out in Charleswood, there's Beauchemin Park, which is named for the family, the Beauchemins, who had settled there in the 1850s. So I found 18 parks that were named for long-term residents, another 18 parks for business people, and another 15 parks for sports figures. So there were some common themes, but a lot of them, well, not very well known.
Were they all Winnipeggers, though?
Yes, the vast majority of them, yes, they were Winnipeggers, but I found at least 10 that were named for non-Winnipeggers. So we had Dufferin Park. It was named for Lord Dufferin. He was the Governor General of Canada back in the 1870s. We have Jinnah Park in the south part of the city for the founder of the nation of Pakistan. I don't think he ever came to Canada, but he has a park named for him here. Mikhail Jean Park, of course, a former Governor General, came to visit here but never lived here. Roosevelt Park for the U.S. President, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Shevchenko Park for the Ukrainian poet, Taras Shevchenko. Sir John Franklin Park, of course, the noted English naval explorer who disappeared, and finally Sir Winston Churchill Park, of course, for the English Prime Minister. None of them had any connection, really, to Manitoba.
And are all the people for whom parks are named deceased?
No. I found five parks that are named for living people. Realtors Appy Panchi and Rick Van Hull, musician Burton Cummings, community activist Gord Dong, and MLA and aviation pioneer Shirley Render.
Now, you said that Gladys Bunn Park was especially memorable for you. Were there others as well?
Well, yes. I mean, first, I should just say Miss Bunn was memorable to me. In fact, I have to say I was a little afraid of her because she had a forceful personality that came through every time I went to her home for a piano lesson. She inspected my fingernails to make sure that they were not going to damage her piano. I didn't know personally any of the other people for whom Winnipeg Park of Nate. I didn't know them, you know, as people, but one park really stood out for me, and that's Dr. Lewis Slotin Memorial Park. It overlooks the Red River at the end of Luxton Street in North Winnipeg, and this small park commemorates scientist Lewis Slotin, who at the time of the Second World War worked at the Los Alamos laboratory under Robert Oppenheimer. Of course, people may remember just recently there was a major movie featuring Oppenheimer. Of course, he was the one that developed the atomic bomb, and Slotin worked for him in helping to develop the bomb. Unfortunately, Dr. Slotin was exposed to a lethal dose of radiation while working on the bomb and was returned for burial here in Winnipeg.
Were there any memorial parks that you could not determine the basis for its name?
Just one. I'm fairly confident that the park was named for a person, but I could not determine what person. It's called William Marshall Park. It overlooks the Assiniboine River in the Wolseley neighborhood at the end of Dominion Street. I have no idea who William Marshall was. It's a common enough name that I found enough that I have several William Marshalls through history. And so I couldn't figure out which one it had been. And so if any of our listeners know who William Marshall was, you know, please contact me.
And how are the memorial parks marked?
Most, but not all, of the parks have a very prominent sign that gives the name and address of the park, but the signs provide no explanation of the basis for the park's name. You know, the reality is that most of the people for whom parks are named are not widely known. You know, so for example, if you see the sign for Gladys Bunn Park, it's along Haney Street in Charleswood, you're probably inclined to ask, who's Gladys Bunn? You know, and I think this is a shortcoming of the present signs, so I am issuing a challenge today to all Winnipeg City Councillors and to Mayor Scott Gillingham.
Ooh, what's your challenge, Gordon?
Well, for the cost of less than a dollar each, we can create a vinyl decal, you know, an adhesive sticker that contains a QR code, and we can attach that decal to the city's park sign. Now, listeners may recall we talked about QR codes here on Abandoned Manitoba a few weeks ago. They're a checkerboard symbol that one can scan with a smartphone and be taken automatically to a web page. In this case, the QR code on the decal could show someone a short biographical sketch about the person for whom a park is named. The Manitoba Historical Society, with which I work, has over 13,000 short biographies of memorable Manitobans on its website. We have biographies of all the people, at least the deceased ones, for whom Winnipeg parks are named, except, of course, for the aforementioned William Marshall.
And would they stand up to the weather?
Well, that was my worry, yes. But I talked to the good people at the Winnipeg Architecture Foundation. They have used similar decals with QR codes in an outdoor project, and they found that they do stand up very well to the rain, the snow, the sun. But, you know, even if the decals lasted just a few years, the cost of replacing them with new ones is trivial. So I pledge that the Manitoba Historical Society will work with Winnipeg City Councillors and Mayor Gillingham to see that every one of the 138 parks that is named for a person gets a decal. You know, and in this way, I think we will truly remember the people for whom those city parks are named.
I think it's a fabulous idea, and you have to keep us updated if you hear back from the city.
Oh, I will.
So in the meantime, Gordon, how can listeners see the list of Winnipeg parks and the biographies of the people for whom they are named?
Well, there is a special page on the Manitoba Historical Society website. The address is mhs.mb.ca/parks. mhs.mb.ca/parks. And that'll take you to the full list. It'll list all the names of the various parks, along with links to the biographies. So you can find out who was Gladys Bunn, who was Tom Chester, and a host of other people who have been given parks in their name.
Thank you, Gordon. What's up for next week?
Well, listeners may remember that a few weeks ago, I announced that we'll be tweaking the format here on Abandoned Manitoba to broaden the sorts of topics we'll discuss within the realm of Manitoba history. Well, next week, we're going to walk the streets of Verdun and talk about its incredible architectural heritage. You know, the buildings are wonderful in Verdun. We're going to talk about them.
Gordon, thank you so much.
Talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
Every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons ago.